everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Off the Cliff Show, brought to you by 14th and Market Podcast Network. We're going to talk about Sixers, and the offseason is officially here. Daryl Morey spoke to the press yesterday, talked about what the Sixers are going to need in the offseason, what they're going to go after, what players might be back. We're definitely going to get into that. But before we continue, make sure if you are listening on Apple Podcasts or Spotify, make sure you rate the podcast 5 stars and that you subscribe. Also, if you are listening on YouTube or watching on YouTube, what I need you to do, hit the like button right now. Hit the subscribe button. It's free. It supports me. So on both platforms, make sure y'all go ahead and do that. But without further ado, here's the intro. All right. Offseason is here. We can officially talk about who the Sixers are linked to, what they should do in the offseason. Daryl Morey spoke to the press yesterday, talked about who will be back. He talked about also they need a star-level wing to pair with Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey. A star-level wing that performs in the playoffs. That is what he said specifically. So they have been linked to some players. They've been linked to some for the entire season. They just got linked to some. They've been linked to some in the middle of the season. Like, it's been a whole thing. So it's been very clear that this was a punt year, which is a whole different argument that I have about Daryl Morey. But we're just going to get right into it and who they have been linked to, Paul George. So they've been linked to Paul George for, I want to say, almost all season. He still has not signed his extension with the Clippers. He wants a max deal. Shams reported that the Clippers have not been willing to offer him a max deal. I don't know why he thinks he's going to get a max with the Clippers. They didn't even offer Kawhi a max, but whatever. But they have been linked. So the Sixers, I do think they have been rumored to, they will be willing to offer Paul George the max. And I also think that there is mutual interest on both sides. I know there was a podcast earlier this season talking about, Paul George talking about Joel Embiid and that they're friends and like he would be willing to play with them or something like that to that extent. But Paul George provides a lot to the Sixers. And I think it would be a good signing. I think that people are against it, right, and rightfully so, because of his age at 35 years old, giving that type of money to that type of player. And also he is injury prone. He also has not lived up to the performances in the playoffs. Like, people call him a playoff choker. I don't think he's a playoff choker. I just don't think he performs up to the standard of what people expect for him at the option that he is over in LA. But that's a completely different like story. I do think that if you take his stats and replace them with Tobias's stats on the Sixers, I do think that the Sixers beat the Knicks in 5 games. And I do think that the Sixers walk to the Eastern Conference Finals. And this is the same exact team. You just take out Tobias, you add Paul George, right? And I'm not going to make this a Tobias blame thing. There's plenty of people to blame, but I'm just, you know, trying to make a point. So I do think that the people have issues with his age, with the giving him that type of money. Also, who are you going to surround the Sixers with as a team? He's injury prone, playoff choker, different things like that. So bonuses right off the bat with Paul George, right? He's a good space. The spacing for the Sixers will look completely different. He's going to be able to work off of Tyrese Maxey and Joel Embiid. His ability to play off ball is something that the Sixers absolutely need. And he's an athlete, right? We saw that how Kelly Oubre looked and how he had his best career. His best season of his career, simply because the Sixers have not had athletes. So you put an athlete like Kelly Oubre next to Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey, they're just going to look worlds better than they have in their entire career, because the Sixers have never had this. And the 1 year that they did have it was the Ben, Tobias, Jimmy, JJ, and Joel year. That was the one time they had like more than one athlete on the court at one time. So spacing for Paul George, he's going to immediately bring that ability to work off ball, like being a cutter, being able to find open spots on the floor, something that Tobias just couldn't do well. Like Paul George's ability to switch, he'll be able to guard bigger wings. So if you do run into a Boston, like the Celtics, like if you do run into Tatum and Jaylen Brown, he's able to switch that. You're able to, you know, have Kelly Oubre guarding Jaylen Brown and Paul George guarding Jason Tatum, like different things like that on ball. And his switchability, that's something I didn't talk about with Paul George. But one thing that he's going to provide a major upgrade for the Sixers is ball handling and shot creation. Paul George is somebody who can initiate the offense. He can go one-on-one. He can collapse the defense. He can put pressure on the rim. And there's a reason why Campaign looked so good in that series versus the Knicks, because he was the only guard other than Tyrese Maxey that could put pressure on the rim, that could collapse the defense, that could kick out to open shooters. The Knicks weren't worried about anybody else on the Sixers driving except for Tyrese Maxey at times, which is why the defense looked so elite, because they didn't move. The Sixers didn't have to move. The Knicks did not have to move their defense. So when you add somebody in like Paul George, who's able to initiate an offense, who's able to have good shot, well, he has good shot creating skills, and you're able to work Tyrese Maxey off ball, and Paul George is able to collapse the defense. Now the Knicks defense has to move, because now you're worried about Tyrese Maxey off ball. You're worried about Joel Embiid, while you have another elite wing at the top of the key or on the wing initiating an offense. You don't have to run your entire offense through Tyrese Maxey or Joel Embiid. Now you have another option to where the defense has to be worried about him. So that is something that Paul George brings that would open up the Sixers offense. It helps Tyrese Maxey. It helps Joel Embiid. And Paul George has shown that he is able to take over games, and he is able to be a number one option when called on if needed. Just like he had that 33 or 35-point game in the playoffs in the playoffs this year versus the Mavericks. Like, he has the ability to completely take over a game, and it's just another player the defense will we have to worry about when you have Tyrese Maxey, who has the potential to go off for 40. Joel Embiid has the potential to go off to 40. Paul George has the potential to go off for 30, 35. Like, that is just going to bring an elite aspect to the Sixers on offense, to where it's going to be so hard to guard them, especially with Nick Nurse's offense of them constantly moving and cutting. If you even bring back Kelly Oubre, it's just going to be – the Sixers will be essentially unguardable if you add a player like Paul George, because they can attack you in so many different ways that the defense will just be constantly moving, constantly on edge. You can always be attacking. So that is the reason I think that it would be a good idea to sign Paul George. I don't care about the age thing as much, because I do think that the Sixers do only have like a 2-year window. I do think 2 or 3-year window, 3 years at max. If they do not win a championship in 3 years, I do think that they're just eventually going to have to blow it up. Joel will be 33. I don't think his knee is going to hold up that long, and I just don't think you can have the same core around Joel. I just don't think you can just continuously do this, especially at Joel's age. And I do think they will blow it up. So I do think that they should sign Paul George, and I think it will be a good asset. And I do think that the Sixers, you automatically catapult the Sixers into championship contender conversations. I know we see what the Wolves are doing, the Thunder. Wolves are putting belt to ass to the Nuggets right now, but completely different story. All right. Another player that Sixers are interested in that has recently come out, Jimmy Butler reuniting with the Philadelphia 76ers. I have some different thoughts about this. I'm not as on board as everybody else, but like I'm on board. Like I am on board, but I'm not fully in. I do have my issues about Jimmy Butler and what he'll be able to bring to the Sixers, which are some positive, some negative. Jimmy Butler. Immediately, what I think about if Jimmy Butler does come back, he's a dog. He is a person that the Sixers need. They need a leader. They need somebody to yell at them. They need somebody who's going to take over when needed and tell everybody to pick their heads up. I do think that some players on the Sixers are just too nice, and you kind of need that mean streak of a player, which is Jimmy Butler. He's the type of player where that Josh Hart rebound, fake rebound and stuff was happening. Jimmy Butler is the type of guy to be like, all right, enough. Like, I'm done with it. I'm not letting it happen no more. If I got to guard him and I got to box him out for the entire game, I'm going to be able to do that. But I'm not going to let him could just keep giving the Knicks energy with this stupid fluke offensive rebound stuff, because he can't do anything else. And he even said it in the video when the guy asked him in the offseason of like, what about Josh Hart? And Jimmy Butler like, bro, Josh Hart? Like, yo, be serious. Like, it's just, you need that type of player that where he's going to call out. If a player sucks, he's going to say, I'm not giving y'all no respect. Like, this Josh Hart, he sucks. He's not comparing him to me, bro. Get out of my face. So the Sixers need that type of player. They need a dog in Jimmy Butler. And that is what he would bring. He'll bring a tenacity to the Sixers that they absolutely need. The Sixers need an identity. They need a culture. And I do think Jimmy Butler will provide that. Now, my concerns with Jimmy Butler, again, he'll be 35. I think this summer, or I don't know his birthday, but he will be 35. They will have to extend him, and they would also have to trade for him because he is not out of his contract. So now they would have to give up assets in order to acquire Jimmy Butler and give up some of those first and also sign him to an extension. So that is where my issue comes in, and I don't think he fits as well as Paul George fits with the Sixers, because I do think there's some spacing concerns there. He doesn't really shoot a lot of threes, and we've already seen Jimmy Butler and what he looks like. I mean, he's a better player than he was now. I mean, he's a better player now than he was back in 2019 when he was with the Sixers. I believe that was 2019. He's a better player now than what he was with the Sixers back then. But spacing wise, I don't think it particularly works. I don't think he's a better shot creator than Paul George. He is like a Swiss Army knife. Like, he does do a lot. I do think that he does cut well. He does play defense. He provides a different angle, I guess, on offense and defense. I don't know. I'm not big on like acquiring Jimmy. Like, I'm cool with it. Like, if they do sign him back, I just think you then have to surround the entire team needs to be athletic shooters. Then, if that is what you're going to do, if you're going to go out and get Jimmy Butler, he is a scoring threat. My other problem with Jimmy is like he doesn't play seriously in the regular season. I think that would be an issue. He's also injury prone. Even Pat Riley said it. Like, if you're not, he said it about Jimmy Butler, which is insane. But he said, like, if you're not on the court, you just need to shut up. And that's basically what he said about Jimmy. So I do think Jimmy's out of there. My other concerns with Jimmy, like I said, not great shot creation. I do think Paul George is a better shot creator than him, doesn't try in the offseason. He is injury prone as well. But if they do add him, I don't want to make this like I'm completely out on Jimmy. Like, I would be fine with him because he is a good shot creator. He can get his own shot. It showed even with in that Sixers game in the play-in. I think he had 18 at halftime or something like that before he got hurt. So, like, the Sixers need somebody like that. They need somebody where they can take the ball out of Tyrese Maxey's hands, and the defense has to be worried about someone else being able to put pressure on the rim and collapse the defense. So I do think Jimmy Butler would be good there. He does shy. We did see him in 2019 shy away from the moment, but I guess he, like I said, he's a better player now. He is playoff Jimmy, and you need a wing that performs in the playoffs like a Jimmy Butler, who the playoffs are his moments, right? So adding a player like that, along with Tyrese Maxey, like I said, who can go off for 40, Joel, who can go off for 40, Jimmy Butler can randomly give you 40. Like, I do think adding a player like Jimmy Butler would help. I'm on board with that, just not as on board as Paul George. Another player that the Sixers are rumored to have interest in, if he will come back. I don't know if he's going to be a free agent or if he has to sign an extension, but LeBron James, right? So a lot of people don't think this is likely. I think it's more likely than what some people are putting on. I think there's like a 30% chance he leaves LA and then does want to come to Philly. Remember, in that season of him and Kawhi being free agents, he did take a meeting. Well, Rich Paul took the meeting, but his camp took a meeting with the Sixers. And I think it was only between like the Sixers and the Lakers, if I remember, or him going back to the Heat. I got to remember. I don't know. I forget what happened that season, but where he ended up going to the Lakers, he did take a meeting with the Sixers. So he did have interest in coming to Philadelphia. Now, will he do that later in his career? We don't know. But I do think that gives him the best chance of winning if he does come to the Sixers, plays with Joel Embiid and Tyrese Maxey. I do think that he would have the ability, he would now be able to provide veteran leadership. Another player that is a dog, that is very, he's a top two basketball player ever. Like, why would you not want that on your team? He will be 40. He doesn't show any signs of slowing down. He plays like he's 32. Which is insane, but of course he would come to the Sixers and have a season-ending injury or whatever and actually look 40. But you get that type of player, like a top-two basketball player ever, good at initiating the offense, is a good shot creator. His last game versus the Knicks, he had 39-11. Like, why wouldn't you want that on your team? Like I said, take out Tobias Harris, add any of these players that I've already mentioned, insert them into the Sixers team with the exact same roster. They walk to the Eastern Conference Finals easily. So adding a player like LeBron James, veteran leadership, will be able to mentor Tyrese Maxey while also being old enough to be on par with Joel Embiid mentally. They will understand what they had to do to win games. I'm on board with signing LeBron James. Like I said, if you sign him to a two-year deal, I do think that is the window to win a championship. Now, you add a top two basketball player ever in LeBron James and his intelligence and how he plays, I do think that it will be a good pickup for the Sixers. We all know that LeBron is, of course, not afraid of the moment. He makes the right plays, able to put pressure on defense. able to collapse the defense. I keep talking about collapsing a defense because watching that Knicks series, it was really evident. Like, nobody on the perimeter feared, like, the Knicks didn't fear anybody on the perimeter except for Tyrese Maxey. And it was so evident. They didn't care about anybody else beating them on the Sixers but Tyrese Maxey and Joel Embiid. And that is essentially why they lost that series. But LeBron gives you the ability to collapse a defense. He has the ability to go off for 30, even at his age. He's switchable on defense. They'll be able to do a lot of things on defense. As far as offensively, like I said, they move around a lot, something that LeBron has had success with in his career. I do think that this would be like a great pickup for the Philadelphia 76ers if they were able to pull it off, if LeBron wanted to come to Philly. That's a different conversation, but I do think that it's more likely than what people are trying to put on. So, yeah, just all the pros with LeBron. Like, I would love LeBron here. I do think that it would be a huge upgrade. I think that the Sixers would then be championship favorites. You pair LeBron with Joel, with Maxey, bring Kelly Oubre back, fill out the roster around them with athletic shooters. Like, oh my God, I need it. They've also been linked to Brandon Ingram. He sucks. No. Had a terrible playoffs, always injured, doesn't provide anything, takes terrible shots. No. Kevin Durant, depending on what they do with the Suns, they're not blowing that up. I don't think they can. Well, they need picks, so they might. Would they trade Kevin Durant for 3 picks? It's interesting what they would do. I just don't think the Suns are blowing it up. It was 1 year. They just have to fill out their roster better. So I don't think that the Suns are blowing that up. One player that I am very interested in, well, I have two players that I'm very interested in, Donovan Mitchell and Lauri Markkanen. We'll talk about Donovan Mitchell first because Lauri Markkanen, I don't think he's going anywhere because Danny Ainge is a war criminal when it comes to trading players. But I've said Donovan Mitchell, the Sixers are looking to emptying the assets for Donovan Mitchell. He's a playoff performer. I don't care about his height because De'Anthony Melton is the same height as him, and he is significantly better than De'Anthony Melton, provides shot creation, can hit the three ball, collapse the defense, can defend, playoff performer. Like I said, yeah, what do you have? 40 in his last playoff game, 40 plus in his last playoff game. Has shown that he will show up in moments, and it also provides Joel Embiid to take a step back from scoring. You could work him as the number two option, have Maxey as the number one, or even switch him. Have Donovan Mitchell as number one, Maxey as number two, Joel as number three, Maxey as number one, Joel number two, Donovan Mitchell number three. Like, it gives you a bunch of options you can do on offense. Good cutter, knows how to get his shots off, and he's able to, he can also work off ball. He's done it with Darius Garland. He even did it in Utah a little bit. It just provides so much for the Sixers. It will open up so much. Like I said, provides Joel Embiid to take a Tim Duncan role or a Brook Lopez role. Just focus on rebounding, focus on defense. You now have the players that are able to score, and you don't have to be the focal point of the offense. And I do think that the Sixers desperately need that. And I think Donovan Mitchell will be the perfect player to add for the Philadelphia 76ers. Now, Lauri Markkanen. I said it last night when I was watching the Wolves game. I'm very close to saying add another big man next to Joel Embiid, just so they can focus on like rim protection or rebounding, or when he's out of position, that big can now go rebound, and it just allows the Sixers to be bigger. I do think that the small ball era is over. Lauri Markkanen's ability to hit the three, space the floor, like, it'll provide so much on the Sixers, so much offensively for the Sixers. Danny Ainge has said the only way he's giving up Lauri Markkanen is if a team offers him 5 first round picks and a star level player. Like, why, bro? You're the Utah Jazz. Get out of here. Like, you're not building a good team around Lauri Markkanen. He's the best player over there. Like, what? You're not going to build a contender around Lauri Markkanen. Just send him somewhere else so you can then rebuild that team, get some picks back, rebuild the team. But he's weird. So I would give up 4 first. Like I said, you don't have I would give up 4 first for Lauri Markkanen. Like I said, you don't have a large window to build around Joel Embiid. You get the perfect player next to him. He's a perfect fit. Now you have Tyrese Maxey, Joel Embiid, Lauri Markkanen, Kelly Oubre, who he better be back. Fill out the roster around them. Provide athletes, shooters, people that can dribble. And the Sixers are, again, walking to the finals. But Danny Ainge is a war criminal, and he doesn't want to trade anybody. Has he ever made a trade in his life that doesn't completely benefit him or like over the top benefit? He got 6 first round picks from Rudy Gobert. Well, like, what? But I mean, Like, oh, whatever, bro. He's a war criminal. I don't trust him with anything. He finesses it. Then he's the one that finesses in the Markel deal. Like, whatever, yo. But those are some players that I would essentially love on the Sixers. I'm fine with it. They have a short window. They have to go all in. We know that Josh Harris has not been – oh, my gosh, somebody text me. We know that Josh Harris has not been the owner to go all in. They kind of, like, keep their foot in and out of just being good enough to where they can continue to sell tickets. But we'll see how the offseason goes, what Daryl Morey does. If they are finally going to go all in and acquire a star-level player to pair with Tyrese Maxey and Joel Embiid and see if they can finally get over the hump. But I appreciate all y'all for listening. Like, subscribe. There will be more videos out. Let me know how y'all feel.